Okay, this is Wednesday evening, my no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. What I'm going to talk about today is DNA. Now, I want to read this to you, and then we'll get into what I have. I think it's just a little bit too loud, just a tad. Okay. This is just someone named John. This is on the 31st, and it says, "This is heartbreaking." And this may be some helpful info for people trying to wrap their heads around why President Trump must endorse the COVID vax. Now, this is their take on it. He is part of a military operation. Globalist plan to involve starting COVID once they involved starting COVID once HRC won. When she didn't, they waited until the last year of John Trump's term to roll it out. He is part of a military operation. Okay. Globalist plan involves starting COVID once HRC won. When she didn't, they waited until the last year of his term to roll it out for several reasons. A, to cover for election fraud and start the depopulation. Begin fear and control. Not to give them enough time to make a vaccine so they could present one that could be approved by the FDA and mandated for all. Donald John Trump had to counter move to get rid of COVID fear and control, expose Big Pharma, and ensure a quick vaccine would have to be labeled experimental, not be mandated. That way they can't push it, can't be mandated. He had to weigh both options, tell America the vaccines are a Big Pharma globalist plan to depopulate the world or endorse it. Consequences of each. A, if he warned the media, would mock him, call him a failure, hype COVID all the more, demand a real vaccine, and then he wouldn't be able to expose election fraud, make thousands of arrests, expose the deep state plan, and turn things around naturally, but the public waking up. He would have had to stop the election fraud before it could be seen, taken office for the second term, and forced his hand, resulting in chaos and a certain civil war with MSM stoking the flames, an increasing public terror, or let it play out for election fraud and a Biden takeover, which would let the deep state to create an approved mandated vaccine, killing millions more. All right, by endorsing it, but placing truthful info into alternative news sites, the deep state's vaccine had to remain experimental and not mandatory, which was not part of their plan. See, they wanted it to be 2 or 3 years from now. He caused them to force their hand to do something. If Donald Trump can turn this around naturally in the upcoming month or so, he can stop the momentum, have way less deaths, and get the vaccinated sheep to med beds. In war, sometimes you have to choose between two bad options, given the globalist strategy. Donald John Trump and the military choose the path with the fewest casualties, and that is to keep going with the facade of endorsing the toxic but not mandatory vaccine publicly. The alternative would have been far more deadly for all of us in so many ways. That is one take on it, and that's what I've been hearing for a while now. But what I'm about to share with you is a totally different viewpoint, and it is nothing I've heard from any other source. And I believe this source is credible. I don't say that I believe everything they say. I don't. But I think they are very credible. Okay? All right, I want to start out with what information I acquired this week, and then I will relay to you what the Lord has said to me about this intel. So, by reading this and by what I'm about to bring, this is something you need to take to the Lord for yourself. But the Lord did speak to me about it. I couldn't get away from it. You know, you'll hear something and, you know, it goes in one ear and out the other. But sometimes there's stuff that comes and you just can't get away from it. It keeps coming back up to you. So, that's kind of the way this was. All right, this was the gene decode number 6 with Nicholas Veneman, whatever his name is. It's going to be a ride, so I want you to hang on. Based on your decision, you can change your outcome. Different timelines. Me, I know that the Lord has shown me this also. It is obvious that according to what a person believes, they are walking on different timelines. Even the Lord said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua said this, and he said, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Back to Gene. I'll tell you when it's me, and I'll tell you when it's Gene. This is Gene. There are other timelines, like the timeline that the ever given was not seized. He says there's an alternate timeline where the ever given was not seized. The nuclear weapon was on board. All the bad stuff that they retrieved was not retrieved. This is me. Remember that the Lord had me tell you that this was our Red Sea moment. Well, it was on this timeline. It was a Red Sea moment. Okay, back to Gene. One of the books not included in the Bible is the book of Sarah, which goes indeed to detail concerning timelines. I didn't even know there was a book of Sarah. He says there's 711 books that are not included in our Bible. 777. There's that Wentz again. Anyway, I told you, you're going to have probably several more through before this is over, but you take it to the Lord. Well, there's things that he said even in this interview that I couldn't even write down, and I would listen to it twice. He's just, either he's nuts or he's beyond me. I'll just put it that way. Okay, back to Gene. One timeline would have brought forth the Antichrist, but because of the capture of the ever given, that timeline was stopped. There'll be no rise of the Antichrist on this timeline. Now you can choose to get off of it. Me, this is me. Remember last week I talked to you about Notre Dame and the opening of the portals to allow a spirit that would inhabit the Antichrist to arise. Well, he starts going and talking about this. All right, this is Gene again. Notre Dame was built over the Temple of Isis. Under it are all the human sacrifices that have been performed for thousands of years. Now, this is me again. Now, this is where it gets a little weird. It was for me too, but after the Lord spoke to me about this decode, I see it. All right, this is Gene. Jesus' DNA was taken from the crown of thorns and was preserved and has been preserved, which we know the test from the Ark of the Covenant. The blood on that ark, he had it analyzed, and the blood was still alive. Anyway, through clone technology, the Luciferians had a clone of Jesus. Now, a clone is just simply a replication of the body, has no soul. It does not have the attributes or the temperament or anything of the person, but it's just like a mannequin, you could say. Has no soul, just a shell to inhabit. It was ready and waiting for the spirit to come up out of the portal to enter the clone. This would be the Antichrist. To me, it makes perfect sense now. It was ready and waiting for the spirit. Okay, I did that. All stars and magnetic forces had to be in perfect alignment for the portal to open and for this transfer of this spirit into the clone. This ceremony at Notre Dame has been thousands of years in the making. They needed to sacrifice the last 666 children. Then they themselves would burn down the cathedral so that this would open the portal for the transfer to take place. The White Hats, the Alliance, caused the fire that burned the steeple. Now we talked about what the steeple represents, the phallic symbol, 4 days earlier. So it was not possible for them to have the ceremony. It was completely blocked off and no one could have access. We're still on the same timeline, but we are running parallel with the other timeline where the Antichrist did come forth. They actually did what they wanted to do. Because of the Great Awakening, the Antichrist will not come forth and the Battle of Armageddon will not happen. Notre Dame is on a satanic ley line. They did everything for thousands of years to set this up, to open this portal, and now it has been sabotaged and they are out of time. The clone was burned up in the fire. Their plan was that this year, 2021, that the Antichrist would rise. He would come forth as a savior and everyone would love him, and then he would turn on them, which that's biblical. The alliance stopped it with the help of 17 other nations. They accomplished their goal. The Antichrist will not step up on this timeline. But see, we've been speaking this. This is the timeline we're on, the timeline we have been proclaiming while we woke up when we did to begin to do so. Now about the vaccines. The test they do for COVID is just a sample of what is in the vaccines. So anyone you know that's had the test, they've been infiltrated with this in a small amount. Not as much as the vaccine. I knew there was something fishy about it. Wasn't a test for anything, was try to get it into a person's body. Gene was asked why the deadly vaccines had not been stopped. It all comes down to genetics. Nephilim descendants have different DNA. They are now called the Anunnaki. You've heard of that? The Anunnaki. The Anunnaki are up to date. Or that's the up-to-date name. There, it's Cain and the 13 bloodlines and the mixing of genetics. How does this come about? Humans are morphed by MKUltra. They seize the mind of the person. All right, this is me. Isn't that what happened in the garden? Man lost it all into the seed of the woman. Jesus came and back set it all back in place. He captured back what was stolen. Now through the new birth, we can be restored. Now you can understand why Satan is after your mind. He wants to seize control of you through your mind, and this is what MKUltra does. All right, back to Gene. They have an MKUltra person on every block of every major city in Earth. This is their standing army. Now I heard a Sadhuve. Vera J, whatever, Sadhu, there's another name. I remember him talking about that the Nephilim were going to start breeding again and that would be the Antichrist army. I remember him saying that a couple of years ago. Well, I don't know that he knows, understands everything. They're already here. They never left. Okay? But what are the Nephilim? MKUltra. All right, remember the movie, The Manchurian Candidate? All right, this is Gene. They control all of them with 5G. Me, this is me. I'm so glad that POTUS took care of that, remember Covfefe? It took care of the dangerous 5G. He had all the towers, everything, all the harmful stuff replaced. Because of this, they no longer have worldwide control. Remember the riots last year in Oregon and other places, their standing army? It is being disarmed. If POTUS hadn't done this, cities would be burning all over the world, not just in Oregon. Now, because of God, humanity is no longer the target, but now the Nephilim become the target. The Nephilim are those with the Nephilim trait that can be triggered through MKUltra. All right. I want to read to you Revelation 9. I've read it to you before, and I've told you what I thought about it, and I'm even more convinced. Oh, no, you don't. Just get on out of here, devil. Behind you. Okay, Revelation 9, verse 1. The fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star far from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, and as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. It was commanded then that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared into battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were like as the faces of men. I put here corona, crown. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the six angels which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. I heard the number of them, and I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. But these three were the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which issued out of the mouths, out of their mouths, for their powers in their mouth and their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and the heads and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not. Plagues, it says plagues. Plagues. Repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murder, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Okay. All right, now you can see what was revealed in the prophecy that Danny had that we just heard. The virus turning back on them. Okay, now let's go back to Gene. Now, I don't know why he gave these stats, but this is the stats he gave. If a person is 52% polluted, they will probably get very ill, but probably survive the vaccine. If they're closer to 70% polluted, they probably won't make it. All right, this is my thoughts. Sounds like brainwashing. Gene, this is why POTUS is saying for people to get the shot, but that it is not mandatory. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which I believe it is the one that POTUS funded, its primary function is to repattern DNA. So those that are not lost, it should repattern them. Those who are too far gone, it will kill them. If they do not do this, kill off the worst of the worst, they would not be able to combat them all. When you have one per block in every city in the world, it's their standing army. Okay. I believe the Lord revealed to me this is removing the tares from among the wheat. And I'm going to read that. This is Matthew 13. See, they've been sown in among the wheat everywhere. Verse 24. In another parable, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his army came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Okay. Danny's prophecy from the Lord was that their own devices would take them out. I was listening to Nicholas again today, but he had Jason Q on. And they found a document that is the patent to the COVID vaccine. This was sent to Fauci, or Fraudy, whatever you want to call him, on March 2020. It's a cryptocurrency system using body activity data. So to me, that's like a tracker. But the code is 060606. It's the mark of the beast. All right. But on this timeline, no more mark of the beast. There'll be no mark of the beast. On another timeline, there could be an alternate parallel timeline. I'm telling you, it's out there. All right. All right, Gene again. The only hope for some of them is that they get born again. Coming to Christ will make a huge difference. Some have given testimony that people they know have taken the shot, started to feel really bad, but got over it, and their temperament has changed. He said this vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson, is to repattern their DNA. Okay? That's just what he's saying. Where they weren't nice before, they seem to be acting totally different, their temperament. Okay, this is my thoughts. We see a lot out of control, outlandish behavior today. All this is a result of brainwashing, MK Ultra, which we've all been through television, like television, Satan's vision, movies, social media, education, etc., all the mountains of influence. All roads lead to Rome, the Vatican, the false prophet, and false religion. We know it's infiltrated the church. You can now understand why God told those in the Old Testament to kill them all out, even babies. It was because of their altered DNA. This is why God was so upset with Saul on letting Amalek live. They're brainwashed into going with that, making those choices, it begins to alter their DNA, like Cain, like Esau, you know. It is not possible for us to exist together, for they will always be fighting against God and us. They must be removed, or their DNA changed through the new birth. Okay, now I'm going to look at Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. It's not just a tattoo. It's in our DNA, whose father we have. Just like by these practices, they've got Satan's DNA. They have settled. But some can be born again, evidently. Okay, let me keep going. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and elders. No man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth, the 12 tribes. The 144,000 is the church. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. They were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine, the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. You know, we were thinking, how is the Lord going to weed out all the bad? The very thing they manufactured to destroy us, it's been turned on them and those like them. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever received the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And it may be these that take it and they do die. I don't really actually believe in my heart that all, some may have been MK altered, but they were not evil. You know what I'm saying? And I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hands a sharp sickle. He wears the crown. Yeah. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he having the sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the cluster of the vine of the grapes of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Okay. We are on God's timeline for us. We are no longer on Satan's timeline. What Satan is meant for harm, God has turned for good. I mentioned last time how Satan has always tried to push his timeline. He's been pushing his timeline since the garden. And God at different times has come and knocked it those towers down. What the Lord said to me on 5:22-21, I sent you ahead like Joseph to enlighten your family. Joseph's wisdom preserved his family. And this wisdom that I've given to you has preserved yours. This is Genesis 50:20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. We woke up. We chose a side. God is all about life and that life more abundantly. Satan is only about killing, stealing, and destroying. God has tried to get people to hear him, but unfortunately the voice of the enemy, the cult of reason, has prevailed over them. From the fall in Genesis 3, it has always been about the genetics. Satan was going after the seed of the woman. He did not succeed, but now he's making war with the saints. He reasons, well, if I can't have Jesus, I'll take out as many as I can that act like him. Our awakening and the renewing of our minds has lifted us above the demonic timeline. We all know that there's going to be many that will not embrace the kingdom of God. They will not. All right, Luke 21:36. You know, Revelation has been taught in a way that it's inevitable. We all have to go through this. We all have to partake of this. But I don't think that's true. This scripture kind of... Wait a minute, 21. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We've escaped that timeline. Do y'all get that? We have been declaring heaven and earth in Jesus' return. We are entering into it right now. We've been slowly transitioning even now. How? We are acting like our Father. We are made in His image and likeness, and we have His faith to do it just like He did it. He didn't let Satan, what he did, continue. He changed it. We are also taking back our country, and this will cause it to, our world to be taken back. We see the beginning of POTUS rallies. There are rallies going on right now all across America. It has been said that it will be a hot summer. This is why. People are on fire with our nation being patriot, with God's plan, coming back to God, patriotism, restoring our republic. Turning back to God as a nation and coming back under the Constitution that is based in God's Word. God woke us up in 2015 to be a part of all this. A tidal wave of truth is coming that will swallow up the darkness. It has always been up to us. All that the wicked ones have done, the evil is all about to be gone, just like the Egyptians being dead on the seashore. It does appear that they, like Pharaoh, are in their chariots and are bearing down on us. But we have truly been delivered, just like the children of Israel were. God has delivered us from evil, just like the prayer we pray every day request. Deliver us from evil. Those that will not embrace this will either be removed or they will be plunged into their own negative timeline. It is up to them. Do you remember the old Star Trek adventure? I was asking Danny this yesterday, where the crew of the Enterprise met their evil selves in a parallel universe. Well, the good timeline won out. Mind-blowing, isn't it? Now you can understand why everyone has to have the right to choose. They have to be allowed to choose which master they will serve. This is probably why we no longer have the compulsion to red pill anyone anymore. The line has been drawn in the sand. Decisions have been made. Many are in the valley of decision. All right, I'm going to read Joel chapter 3 and then we'll be done. Let me get a drink. For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat is where the Battle of Armageddon actually takes place. It's not a very big place. And will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine and that they might drink. Slave trade. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Sodom and all the coast of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? If ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. Because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your temples, my goodly, pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from the border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Sounds like a reversal, doesn't it? Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause they mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full and the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. The Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in the day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness. For the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for I, the Lord, dwelleth in Zion. The vaccine is culling out the tares. I believe this is the scare event. Okay. All right. You can stop it.